Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 Central on CBS.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Investment advice provided on the following program is on an individual basis. Listeners should not consider today's discussion as a recommendation for any investment and should carefully evaluate before investing. This is your Real Estate Today on News Talk 1110 WBT.
Hello and welcome to the show, Your Real Estate Today. Paul Jamison here with the Jamison family of companies. That's Realty Property Management and Property Investment. Welcome, welcome. We got a quote-unquote short show today. It's a 30-minuter because, you know, somebody's doing a sporting event and kicking me to the curb. But, hey, we're going to make the best of it. So, sorry we're not live, but that'll come back soon when we get some of that sports stuff figured out. So, I'm going to hit it today here with Marty and Sam Ivy with Ivy Exterminating. We're going to talk with them about some bug things going on. Hey, guys, good to have you.
Hey, Paul, glad to be here.
Good to be here.
All right, so let me hit the ground, and here we go. Nationwide, and that's nationwide, vacant homes sell for, get this, $11,306 less and spend six more days on the market than comparable occupied homes, according to national statistics. So what do you do to make a vacant home sell faster? Well, first, before I tell you that, I'm going to tell you what the biggest mistakes are when you got a vacant home listed. Number one is not having anyone check on it to keep it clean. Burnout light bulbs and beeping what? Smoke detectors, CO detectors. Drive you insane. Think about going in there for a listing appointment. You're excited and you want to look around the house and you hear a beeping smoke detector or you hear two of them not in rhythm.
It's the worst.
It's agony, man. So that is a huge mistake. Talk about wanting to get out quick. That'll do it to you. Nothing ruins the mood faster than a beeping smoke detector. Is that a country song?
It should be.
All right. All the flaws show when a house is vacant. So take care of those little things. Big mistakes in vacant homes. Here's another big mistake. Turning the utilities off. Hey, we all want to save money, right? Here's what you want to do. Okay? Wait, I'm not telling you yet. So I'm talking mistakes first. I'll tell you how to fix it later. All right. Next, not paying attention to the entryway. If you got so many spider webs at the entryway to a vacant house or any house, how inviting is that except on October 31st? You know what I mean? Okay, another biggie, big mistake on a vacant home if it's for sale. O-D-O-R, odor, stank, you name it. When a house is empty and there's not stuff moving around, and that sucker's closed up, every odor comes to call. Not just in the crawl space. Hey, Marty?
That is true, especially if the air system's not running.
Yep.
You get a tremendous amount of odors. It's amazing what seeps out of the cracks and crevices.
It's amazing, and it seeps right up into the floor.
It does.
All right, so, and last, make sure that if you're going to have a vacant house, and sometimes it's necessary, let's be clear, how about having some pictures around with furniture in it? If they can't, they got to be able to see what that house is going to look like. And I'll talk more about that in a minute. All right. Now, so that's the biggest mistakes. Let's talk about what you can do. Let's take this. Let's make it positive. Let's turn the frown upside down. Here we go. All right. Number one, most obvious, stage it. So it's not vacant, But you don't have to stage the whole thing. I think that's the misconception. And I'm not talking about staging it with the furniture that you didn't want to take with you when you're moving. How many times, I can't tell you, I've been in a house and they call it staging, and it's got the old leather couch that they probably had when they were in college, and all the furniture that they didn't want, and they thought that that was staging. Well, nay, nay, that's not staging. You stage to the audience you want to attract. If it's a millennial audience, you know, somebody 30 to 45 years old, go to Pottery Barn, get some staging furniture or rent some, because those age groups love Pottery Barn thrown up all over. So you stage to the audience you're trying to attract. Don't leave the stinky old couch, the old rug, not thinking that they're not going to roll it back and look at the old beer stain that was there. Nah, 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 nah. You get me. All right. Pictures. Make pictures. Put pictures up on the wall. Have pictures around of the house so that you can see what it does, like I said earlier, look like with furniture. Help people to be able to visualize seeing themselves there, their furniture there, their things there. All right. That's why staging is so awesome. Stagers know how to neutralize the house so that you can visually see how it looks and you can see yourself living there. It's a really cool way to do that. All right. Number three, make sure the yard is just as clean as the inside of the house all the time.
And do not blow leaves against the foundation.
Yes, because that will bring critters, because energy is created by those leaves up against the house.
Absolutely. Create warmth and darkness and dampness.
Exactly. I like that. All right. Make the house look good. But more importantly, what about that first impression? You don't want a vacant house to look like a vacant house. You want to look like somebody's there, caring, and taking attention. All right. Utilities at a comfortable setting. Okay. Four, those that do have some concerns about agents coming in and setting the thermostat to 92 degrees to make sure that it's comfortable, and you can fix that. Pray tell, how do you? Number one, you have to keep internet service, but you put a Nest thermostat in the house, and I guarantee you, if you want to regulate it that way, you can do that efficiently. You have a showing in 3 or 4 hours, jump on your phone, set the thermostat to a comfortable setting, and the home will be nice and comfortable. When they leave, set it back to the setting that you would like. It makes the environment great and comfortable for those seeing it. Nothing like going into a house, especially in the wintertime, that is empty and the utilities are off, and realizing that there's raw meat hanging in the center of the house because it is so cold and it too is frozen. That will cut your showings very short. And in the summertime, nothing worse than being in an air fryer. Okay. All right. Deliver on paint and floors and make them as flawless as possible. Again, if you have an empty house, everything is magnified related to flaws. Make sure in the empty house that you deliver on those little details. Nothing beats fresh paint. And you know, if you've ever looked at light color carpet, have you ever looked around the wall? It's got like a black ring.
Yep.
When a house is empty, that's magnified. Get in there, clean those carpets professionally, and get rid of that black ring. It really stands out when a house is empty. Okay? I'm just saying. Also, you know, by making sure that you go there once a week, right? You get rid of the dead bugs. I know people say a dead bug is a good bug. Still, I was in a house the other day showing it, and there was a live cockroach climbing up the wall right when we walked in. It was obvious nobody had been there because his brothers were already dead, but he had not quite made it to that point. So make sure you do that. All right. Also, if you're going to stage or you're on a budget, think of the 15-second rule. Most first impressions are given in the first 15 seconds, inside and out. Drive up, walk in. Think about the first 15 seconds. If you're on a budget, and a lot of people are, and that's fine, think about the first 15-second rule. Also, add greenery, kitchen counter items, spruce up the bathroom, full roll of toilet paper, seat down. If budget is an issue, worry on those areas. It actually, there was a study done. I don't know who did it and why. Toilet seat up versus toilet seat down sales. Keep it down. Okay? Because inevitably somebody's going to potentially use that toilet in a vacant house and leave a surprise.
Lid closed or not closed?
Closed. Wow. Okay. Make sure the house stays bright, blinds up, happy, happy. Okay? Make sure all of those things are there. Last piece of quick news before break. Mid-year 2019 U.S. foreclosure market report, which shows a total of 296,485 U.S. properties had foreclosure filings, default notices, and scheduled actions by the bank. In the first 6 months of 2019, it is down 18% from the same period a year ago. That's good news. Less foreclosures, good market. All right. Marty, we'll be back with you to show your real estate today. We love you being with us. Stay with us. We'll be right back on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. Welcome back, friends. Paul Jamison, your host of the show, Your Real Estate Today. Thanks for being with us on the quote-unquote short show. We are going to be in only one more segment today, but I do have Marty and Sam Ivey here with me, and we want to make sure we get in much information to you and share as much knowledge as we can with you in this short period of time. So, Marty,
Paul.
Sam, I was walking in the other day, and I had like three stink bugs on me. Every day. Where are they coming from, and why in the heck are they here? What is going on? There's too many.
Well, typically they're crop feeders. They migrate from the plant growth outside. This time of year, what they're doing is it starts to cool off. They're trying to migrate inward just basically to overwinter. It's a huge problem on homes. They will actually jump on you from vegetation out in your yard, plant growth out in your yard. They'll jump on you as you come through the yard from your garage to the house. And actually, I have them on me all the time. It's a problem. They'll show up typically on the sunny side area of the house. And what they're doing is you're just absorbing the energy off of the sun off that radiates off the side of the house in the evening. They're a huge problem. You need to make sure your screens are in good repair, don't have holes in them, your window screens, and they're tight-fitting. You don't want to have doors that don't fit well, that have gaps around them, or what I call light leaks. Those are the sensible things that you can do to try to minimize the effect of them. The best way to do is have us to come out and do some type of treatment program where we're treating around the outside of the house to try to minimize their input. You know, a lot of times I talk about how a 40-pound raccoon can go through a 4-inch square hole and a mouse can go through the hole the size of a shirt button. These insects can migrate through a very, very small crack, and they're fascinating this time of year how we see them. Sam and I was talking about it the other day about everywhere we went, we're seeing these stink bugs. It's just the time of year.
Do they stink when you flick them or when you step on them?
Actually, when you crush them. Or you step on them, either one. If you're showing up on the inside of the house, you can pick them up with a vacuum cleaner, or you can take a tissue. If you take a tissue, I would recommend something with some substance behind it, like a paper towel or a plastic bag, and just grab them and dispose of them that way. If you get them with a vacuum cleaner, you need to take them out of the vacuum cleaner, or dump the vacuum cleaner after you've sucked them up. You don't want to leave them in, because they do, if they die, they will create that foul smelling odor that everybody complains about.
Where do they hang out when they come into the house?
They will get up against the windows. They will get in dark areas. They just seem to migrate everywhere. They'll come down fireplaces. You name it, if there's an airflow to it, they'll migrate inward. You don't want your outdoor reflective lighting that you leave on at night. Big problem with attracting them to the house. And once they migrate to that, they'll find a way to just kind of migrate in. And really what they're trying to do is they're just trying to get in a wall area or somewhere they can hide and overwinter. If they get inside the house, give an extended period of time, a lot of them will just die on their own. The heat and air system will dehydrate them. But they're a huge, huge problem this time of year. They're probably one of our number one fall pests, what we get the most calls on. And you figure they've not been here in this area that long. They really started just developing a problem in North Carolina with them in 2001, and it just shows you what a foothold they've gotten since then.
As far as that, If they get in the house, Sam, Marty, I mean, do they cause any real harm to anything other than being a pest and smelling bad and you need to get them? Do they lay the eggs in the house?
They can lay eggs in the house. They're a prehistoric looking creature,
a goofy
insect,
looking, man.
And they children are terrified of them. A lot of women are terrified of them. My wife despises them. they will get on your clothing, and the fecal material can stain, permanently stain clothing. So it's something that you really kind of want to get your hands around.
Does anybody eat them? And how long do they live?
Well, they do not taste like chicken.
How long do they live?
They'll cycle throughout the year. They're more of a fall invader that we see this time of year. They're more something of a fall invader, but they will get inside the house and overwinter. That's actually what they're trying to achieve. They basically go through a molting process. They go through about 5 molts, but they will overwinter and lay eggs in a wall. And they can be an aggravating little insect. We're probably going to have a severe problem with them up until we get a good frost. And the way that going, that may be until January, the way it's looking right now.
What about Marty and Sam, all of this water right now and the water that, you know, the moisture, what are you saying to folks? What are you seeing right now as you're out there in, out and under and around houses?
Yeah, I mean, moisture is definitely still a problem right now. I mean, right now it's raining outside and water, you know, I was at a house doing an inspection and they had the drain blocks turn around towards the house.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm just watching the water kind of seep right up against the foundation of the house and working its way in through. And, you know, in most crawl spaces this time of year, they start to dry out. The moisture levels start to drop and most people think that they're safe and okay and don't need to worry about their crawl space. But, you know, I was telling a homeowner the other day, this is actually still a great time to look at your crawl space because everything that has happened during the summer outside of really some of the moisture issues that could be showing up in the lumber are still going to show signs that it had a drastic rough summer to it. The insulation around the HVAC ducts, wear and tear, insulation, and the floor joists start to sag and droop. Effervescence shows up on the foundation walls as that moisture has seeped through and then evaporated off, leaving behind calcium deposits. So there's a lot of things that we can look at to see what's going on in your crawl space and how we can help you addressing that problem. But it really is something that needs to be looked at and taken care of.
Yeah, can you all remind folks, because I think we talked about this about a month ago, Marty, the cupping?
Yeah, we see a lot of cupping of the floors, and the cupping of floors is generally about a 99% indicator that you've got some type of moisture humidity issue going on in your crawl space. A lot of people have what I call seasonal cupping. Some of it happens in the spring, summer, when the humidity moisture swells the substructure up in the crawl spaces, resulting in a cupping of the finished floors inside the house. And then in the winter months, when the humidity dissipates and everything starts to dry out in the crawl space, they lie down flat. And we see probably 20% of the homeowners that complain about cupping that occurs, that they will lay out back flat. A lot of times when we come in, we do humidity moisture control in a crawl space, we can get those floors to lay out back flat. Doesn't happen all the time, but it does happen sometimes. Yeah. And if we do that, the homeowner gets lucky and don't have to have the floors refinished. But sometimes if it's bothersome, some homeowners, it just makes them crazy. They have to have the floors refinished and sanded and refinished to get them to lay back flat.
Yeah.
Now, just in our final minute or so, a couple of quick things. One is, if people are seeing those stink bugs around the house, I'm assuming that you can come take care of that. The second piece is, if this time of year is a good time to get in that crawl space and inspect for pests and moisture and other things, is there any tip, indication, or thought other than how they can get you that you would want to pass on to folks?
Well, probably the best way to do it is just have somebody from our company come out and take a look at it, whether it's me or Sam or or one of our other technicians at the shop. And the best way to reach us is at 704-334-1616. That's 704-334-1616 or bugivy.com, and set up an appointment for us to come out and take a look at it. No obligation for us to come out as far as having any work done. We'll tell you what we think you need and what you don't need, and what you decide to do will be up to you.
Right. Yeah. And I think one of the things, Sam, just wrapping up with you too, Marty, is you have a tremendous amount of knowledge, and you're driven by sharing that knowledge and experience, and I think a lot of people respect that.
For sure. That's definitely one of the things that sells a lot of deals, and it's not intentional, but they'll say, you knew more than anybody I talked to, and that's why we decided to go with you.
Yeah. 704-334-1616 or
bugivy.com.
Woo!
I'm going to get me some bugs.
I knew that was coming. Set that up, didn't I? Yeah. And I'm Paul Jamison. Thanks for being with us on this short show today. You know, that's how we're driven as well. We want to share knowledge with you of our real estate experience, and if you're interested in buying or selling, or you want to make real estate a part of your investment portfolio, that's why we're here. Jamison Realty, Jamison Property Investments, and Jamison Property Management. Have a great rest of your Saturday. God bless. We'll talk to you soon on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT, the show Your Real Estate Today.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake.
It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 Central on CBS.